Hey guys, welcome to Shut Up and Listen. And
okay, can I?
Okay.
Hey everyone.
Today we're talking about cinematic masterpieces because we have nothing else to talk about.
So, yeah, I love movies.
I just want to say, Midsommar's was one of the best movies I have ever seen.
Don't get me started on that.
I've never seen that.
Oh yeah, you weren't there.
It was so disturbing.
It was really disturbing. Other than having cool shots and like the actors are talented, that movie was traumatizing. I don't recommend watching
it. No, I totally recommend watching it if you're in the correct mental state. And here's why. Because number one, the filming of it was so amazing.
That was it though.
No, the acting was insane. The directing, just everything about it was really beautiful. Even though
other than the fact that there were old people jumping off a cliff and like dead people inside of bears, you know,
in the mating
scene. I hate it when that happened.
It was just, I thought it was really good.
What would you rate it?
Probably like a 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10.
You're kidding.
I'm just solid.
Okay. Personally, 6 out of 10. It was so disturbing, but I am glad I watched it.
I'm conflicted on my rating because I don't know if I want to go with, overall, 8.
8? Interesting.
Because I didn't enjoy watching it. I was just like, ooh. Well,
were also not paying attention.
Yeah, I was.
You're probably fantasizing about your first kiss.
No, literally. She was talking about going and making out with that one guy for half of it.
Oh my gosh. Fisher.
Okay. Guys.
Okay, I forget this is a podcast. Okay.
End scene.
Okay, guys. What's another good movie?
Infinity War?
Oh my god.
No, you can't talk about that.
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I haven't seen Midsommar.
Let's talk about Knives Out.
Knives Out.
Oh, okay.
Broke
that
into my house.
Is literally. Okay, wait, no, let's do one that we've all seen because Joe hasn't seen Knives Out.
Okay.
Frozen 1 was really good.
Okay, honestly. Okay, no, listen to this. Frozen would have been so much better if it didn't get so overrated.
I liked Frozen.
I disagree. I just don't think Frozen was that amazing.
No.
It's just your average Disney movie.
No, I think Moana was the best Disney movie.
No.
Tangled.
Or Tangled.
Tangled for sure.
Tangled or
Moana. Hercules. Just saying.
Yeah. Hercules. Tangled, Hercules, and Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Yeah. The live action Aladdin.
Not even the live action.
No, both of them are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Tangled is my number one, probably. Cinderella. Cinderella 2 and 3 are better than Cinderella 1, but I love all of them.
There's I'm a scent for foxes, so.
Also,
Zootopia. really far up there.
I love Zootopia. Okay, but also.
Guys, no.
Beauty and the Beast is so good, too.
Guys. Let's have a controversial topic about Miraculous Ladybug.
Oh my god,
it's so good.
I love Miraculous
Ladybug. Literally shut the fuck up. Because Adrian watched
so
it.
Freaking blind.
Literally.
That man doesn't know how to take a hint.
Guys, this is funny because, you know, like, all the girls at our school are, like, simping over Cat Noir.
Yeah, literally shut the frick up.
No,
literally
but
shut up. Because I
watched this.
No,
I watched
that.
Roxanne was 2, okay? I think I'm allowed to because I have thought he was hot since Roxanne was literally 2, fresh from the womb, and couldn't speak.
No, but, like some of the boys at our school are, like, thinking it's so weird.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I'm just like,
okay, I honestly don't think Cat Noir is that cute. I think he's honestly cringy and he reminds me of I can't remember.
He kind of reminds me of like how like edits of him being like hot or like all the like hot clips of Cat Noir to like act like him like with a girl.
No.
Okay, no, listen. Listen.
Get this.
Okay. Me next.
Get on Nick Wilde.
Oh, true.
Okay, Nick Wilde is cute. I can get behind that. But Cat Noir.
He's a fox.
But Cat Noir. I tagged Elliot in this TikTok last night where it was like, is an edit of fire trucks, and I told Elliot that I was attracted to fire trucks because literally the edit was so hot.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Literally, it's just it's edits that make things look good. Like, if you add, like, a hot sound underneath it and, like,
it's
make,
like, if like we took the a picture of transitions Elliot, good. And then we, like, put, like, a good song on it.
I know you did not just say that.
Okay, guys, I have a good topic.
Thanks, Nessa. That's nice.
Oh, my God.
I have a good topic to talk about. Is banning mobile devices in school good or bad? Like, taking phones away for school.
Like, what do you mean?
Like
to do schoolwork, or if you were playing
like,
on it?
If you're, like, in at school, like, should the school ban devices so, like, no one can have them at all out? Or, like, are they okay?
They should have them out. Because what if the teacher is, like, teaching something that you already know about or you really just don't care? Like, what are you going to do? Because you can't talk to your friends.
I literally use my phone during the lesson.
Yeah, like, I go on
Canvas. For the lesson.
Okay, yeah. Here, wait, get this. So, I feel like right now, like, in the conditions we are in, it makes sense to, like, have them because, like, there's not much communication going on and it's, like, everything's online anyway, so it's, like,
yeah,
I don't know, just give people a break for a minute. But, like, when it's, like, normal and people can, like, socialize, then I'd say I, like, put limits on it but don't, like, completely ban them, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
I just remember in our one class last year, Elliot and I both got our phone taken away so many times just for doing, like, the bare minimum.
We set off an alarm for Jill to find her phone because I took it, and Mr. Corbett took it away. No, he took my phone away.
Middle school is so much different with phones than high school is.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely. High school teachers do not care.
Like, here's what happened. My brother was having surgery, so I texted my mom because, like, I didn't know what was going on. And so this man takes my phone away. So then I had no way of talking to my mom. And my dad's in Mississippi. So what am I supposed to do? He took my phone away. I had to go to the office. And luckily, my mom worked at the school. So, like, they all knew who I was. And I was able to, like, pull her some buttons. And I had my mom's coworker call my
pull
mom.
Some
and be, like,
pull some buttons.
Pull some strings, push some buttons, same thing. You know what I mean.
Anyway. What happened with me was the first time I got taken away was in math. Then the second time I took Jill's phone and, like, hit it. And then I was like, dude, I don't know where it is. You should use my phone as an alarm to find it. Then Mr. Corbett took it and my parent had to come in because it was the second time I got it. And my mom's like, Halloween. I'm not going. Yeah, she's like, I'm not going in today. So I had to use my iPad on Halloween. And, like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I've never had my mom, I just don't get my phone taken away.
And then my mom, get this. My mom went in the next weekend, like, the next week after Halloween, to get it. And she, like, purposely, like, looked terrible to embarrass me. And so she, like, was, yeah, exactly. She's, like, go in, and she's, like, trying to hold my hand and stuff to get my phone. And I was, like, literally, what is wrong with you?
No, we should talk about having teachers make you do, like, art projects for, because my English teacher, she made us draw a whole map of my neighborhood for an assignment.
Same.
That it had
fun, though. I think it's fun when they give you those kinds of assignments.
Well, yeah, but
it just isn't relevant. Like, it has nothing to do with
anything. It's not necessarily art. It's just when it's not relevant and then they make it sound so serious and stuff.
Yeah, or, like coloring. Like, my seminary teacher made us color, like, this thing for seminary. I was like, why do we have to do that? Like, this has nothing to do with
I think they should do that stuff for, like, fun to, like, kind of calm you down and, like, just take it easy. But the fact that they make it seem so, like, rushed and they make it sound like it'll be the end of the world if you don't get it done. They should make assignments fun, but they just make it so much more complicated than it needs to be is the problem.
Yeah. And not make rather, it, like, required.
I'd rather do that than, like, write an essay about your neighborhood.
Well, duh. But, like, the thing is they made us, like, draw this neighborhood and then, like, I don't know, they just didn't give us enough time, I feel like.
It was two assignments in one. You had to, like, write a paper.
Yeah,
about
you did have to write an essay about it, basically, and then you had to draw something with it.
Which made no sense.
And if you didn't do one, you wouldn't, well, for my class at least, if you didn't do one, you wouldn't get the points for the other either.
Yeah.
Well, did it, like,
I have found a good topic.
Okay.
This is kind of all every 3 seconds now.
Well, no, yeah, I've just been from, looking.
We went Dirk, from cinematic movies to
okay,
English.
This is what I found. My dog is
visiting me.
So it says, how do I know if I have found truly, or oh my gosh, let me start over. How do I know if I have truly found the right friends for me? People say things like a trait that my friends has is toxic. Should I end the relationship with that person or not?
So, are you questioning our relationship?
Okay, honestly, it shouldn't necessarily. Okay, wait, get this. So it shouldn't really matter what say, because different things can be toxic to different people. It just depends on like how you feel about things. I feel like
I feel like the main thing is communicating between a friendship.
Yeah,
definitely. Just being honest with each other and accountability, and just not making things up to like cover up more things, and just being like, honest. And like the other person should be fine with you being honest as long as they know.
Yeah, and I agree. And in like previous relationships, I feel like a lot of times, like not communicating gets kind of like it just like ruins everything. And so it's like that's such a big
and. At least in middle school, I don't know, some of my friends still do this. They'll, like, say, oh, I'm going out with my grandma tonight. And then, like, you see a TikTok or, like, Instagram of them hanging out with friends.
Yeah, like, if you don't like, want to hang out with me, just
there's no reason to do that. Like,
tell me. Tell
like
me.
If you don't want to hang out with me, just say you don't want to hang out with me. Like, it hurts less to know the truth and just, like, you'll just get over it eventually, like, quicker than being lied to. Because then it's, like, why do you want to be friends with a liar, you know?
And or I think like
on that you shouldn't care if your friends go hang out with other people.
Yeah, like be like happy
if Elliot goes and hangs out with another group of friends, I'm not gonna care. I'm gonna hang out with my mom.
Yeah, it's just annoying when people lie about it. Like bro,
exactly.
I was just gonna say like another thing is like when someone is obviously bugged by something, like they're like know that they have it worse, and then like you can literally just open your eyes. And the other person is like, hold on, never mind, that didn't make sense.
Yeah, I feel like it's just communication at least.
Okay. I think this is a good place to end it.
10 minute,
Yeah, 15 minute. Oh yeah, it'll be 10 minutes.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
Okay. Thank you everyone for listening.
We need a topic before we start.
Hopefully weren't too controversial.
Can we do it again tomorrow?
I can tomorrow.
Oh.
Wait, maybe I can.
Yay!